This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6. Now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 673 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. September corn, 589, up 1 and a quarter. December corn, 550 and a half, up 12. July soybeans are 15.10 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 14.35 and a half, up a quarter. November soybeans, 12.89 and 3 quarters, up 4 and a quarter. July wheat, 6.87 and a half, up 7. September wheat, 6.94 and 3 quarters, up 7. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans mostly lower. Export interest and the strong cash market continued to support higher corn futures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 8 cents at 705 to 723. Soybean bids ended steady to 3 cents stronger at 1508 to 1521. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 8 cents higher at 698 to 715, while the soybean bids were mostly 1 to 2 higher at 1536 to 1551. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 to 9 cents higher, ranging from 699 to 728. Soybean bids ended mixed at 1537 to 1559, and the wheat bids 5 to 7 cents stronger at 668 to 685. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed in a range of 1562 to 1577. Basis ended steady to 5 cents stronger, ranging from 50 to 65 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 481.10 to 494.10, which was $1.60 per ton lower. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained a nickel, ranging from 715 to 735, with basis ending steady, ranging from 42 to 62 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 9 cents stronger at 727 to 733. Basis ended steady to 4 cents better at 54 to 60 over July. Soybeans up 5 to 6 cents at 1548 to 1550, with basis gaining 7 to 8 cents, range from 37 to 39 over July. And the wheat prices along the Illinois River gained to 3 to 7 cents at 676 to 683, with basis steady to 4 cents lower, range from 11 under to 4 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly 5 cents higher at 728 to 742. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed, with quotations at 1545 to 1565. Soft red winter wheat gained 9 cents, ranging from 698 to 699, and the Milo gained a nickel at 692 to 693. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 517 up to 534. New crop soybean bids at 1252 to 1270. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 519 up to 537. New crop soybean bids at 1264 to 1281. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 522 up to 536, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1265 to 1283. That concludes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were 119.50, down 32 cents. August live cattle, 119.2, down 22 cents. December live cattle, 125.2, down 27 cents. August feeder cattle were 143.80, down 72 cents. September feeder cattle, 146.22, down 77 cents. November feeder cattle, 140.55, down a dollar. June lean hogs were 98.70, up 75 cents. July lean hogs, 97.30, up 65 cents. December lean hogs, 81.70, down 27 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's livestock report. First of all, with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass closed 45 cents lower on Tuesday, a range of $98.35 to $104 even, with a weighted average carcass price of $98.98. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar report on Tuesday, slaughter sows traded steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade slaughter sows weighing under 400 pounds traded in a range of $48 up to $54. 4 to 500 pound sows at $49 to $58. 5 to 550 weight sold at $53 to $60. And heavyweight sows over 550 pounds traded at $57 to $62. On the Illinois Direct Hog trade on Tuesday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady. Prices range from $67 to $70, with a few yet at $72. And receipts for Illinois hogs direct to the packers on Tuesday, that total was 23,392 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois on Tuesday, the opening report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois, early estimated receipts totaled 328 head. Choice slaughter steers sold at 122 to 124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 112 up to 115.50. And the choice slaughter heifers sold in a range of 122 to 123. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report on Tuesday, steers on a dress basis traded at a range of 191 to 194. And heifers on a dress basis range from 192 to 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report on Tuesday, trading was moderate to active with 345 loads trading. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended at $107.43, which was $2.61 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report on Tuesday, values for choice and select beef carcasses closed mixed. The choice carcasses, 6 to 900 pounds, traded 95 cents lower, closed 95 cents lower at $200.24, while the select carcasses ended at $184.39, that's 36 cents higher. From the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday, cattle slaughter estimated at 125,000 head, that compared to 125 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter on Tuesday estimated at a light 394,000 head compared to 402,000 last week and 391,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $7.20. For July, $7.20. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $7.12. For July, $7.12. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.38. For July, $15.23. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.65. Once again, corn delivered at Greenfield is $7.20. Corn at Scottville is $7.12. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.38. Wheat at Scottville is $6.65. This has been part one of your morning farm show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It is 18 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning. From WSMI, WSMI FM 106, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And for this Wednesday, day one of the Montgomery County Fair, sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 80s with light north winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, high temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies and right now a temperature of 62 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hello, Earl Flack
with McKay Knapp Auto Parts. Did you know about our trade-in on DeWalt tools? Get up to $100 instant cash savings when you trade your old tool in for a 20-volt lithium DeWalt. It does not have to be a DeWalt tool either. One tool per trade, no limit. Call your McKay Knapp Auto Parts store for details. Offer ends June 30th.
Make shopping easier. Reserve online at NapaOnline.com and pick up in your participating Knapp Auto Parts store now through June 30th.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield. By the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch in 1 minute.
Hi, Justin Peoples here with Wright Automotive. Are you suffering from a poor credit history? We can help rebuild your score. The Credit Forgiveness Program was specifically designed to help consumers who suffer from bankruptcy, divorce, or repossession. Come see how Wright Automotive can help you.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price. The right price.
Wright Automotive's state-of-the-art collision repair facility is now open. Free estimates, free towing, insurance certified, and little to no wait time. Contact Bill to set up your appointment. Wright Automotive in Hillsboro.
Asgrow soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. Whether you are switching corn acres to soybeans or just haven't ordered your soybean seed yet, consider Asgrow on your farm this season.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow soybeans.
Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
Congressman Rodney Davis is feeling positive about the farm bill as it starts to make its way to the House floor.
And I think the results of the House bill coming out of the Ag Committee show that it's a bipartisan bill. It passed 36 to 10. That's good momentum going on to the House floor. And we've got to get a bill passed out of the House to be able to put a common sense solution together and come together with the Senate bill in a conference committee. And I'm looking forward to that.
Davis covered what the main components are for the House Farm Bill.
What this bill does, what the House bill does, it cuts $40 billion in spending. Keep in mind, we actually marked this bill up at sequestration levels, which was $6 billion less than what was spent last year on USDA programs. Added another $34 billion in cuts, and we still have a strong crop insurance program, making that a great risk management tool that our farmers have demanded. And we cut out some of the waste and fraud and SNAP loopholes to save $40 billion. And this is one of the first true cuts in spending in Washington. This is a good bill. It provides a strong research title for districts like mine with land-grant universities to continue some critical ag research.
Davis also went a bit more into depth with the commodities and crop insurance programs.
What I think this farm bill does, I think it strikes a balance. You look at the fact that we've taken away direct payments for crops across the board. That's helped us save over $20 billion on the commodity side for this. And I think our farmers nationwide are sacrificing through that $20 billion in cost savings so that we can get a bill passed that's going to actually have a benefit on, you know, on the entire country. You know, we make reforms to direct payments. We must keep crop insurance, though. You know, we have to ensure that we have as many people participating in crop insurance because it makes the risk pool much larger and makes crop insurance rates for those farmers that you and I both know are in central and southwestern Illinois so that they can afford crop insurance. If we took the provisions that the Senate wants, I'm afraid that we may have less folks buying crop insurance and thus making it more costly for the individual farmer and for the federal government.
Now for a little change of pace in our news. A proposal that was up for vote last night in the city of Moline would let city residents have as many as 4 egg-laying hens. The chickens would only be allowed in an enclosed area of a backyard at single-family homes. Owners would also have to have a license for the birds and pay a $50 annual fee. The birds, along with geese, ducks, turkeys, and guinea hens are illegal to own in Moline, but are allowed in several other communities. People who are found with illicit fowl can face fines that reach $750. That'll be all for your Morning Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Angela. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.